when you do it, I don't care about the ethics of it right now. When you're in somebody's head, Ed, what's it like? Are you feeling, touching, seeing everything that person is? Are you simply a sort of a sidekick to their thinking and exactly what they're thinking at that moment? Or where are you really with respect to that person?
It's not tactile. It's more like telerobotics in terms of just you do the emotions and the thinking. So, for instance, Mr. BTK, I'll be in his head and I'll know what he's thinking about, and I'll know what his emotions are.
What are the
I'll be able to do a one-to-one correspondence.
Are there dangers in doing that?
For him, there are, because I'm getting closer.
For him, not to you though. There's
none whatsoever.
Not a danger in being exposed to a thinking process so twisted and alien to everything you know yourself. Isn't there the danger you become immersed in it? Well, that might be a yes.
I'm still thinking back to
when you remote viewed Lucifer, right?
Yeah, Satan.
Satan, yeah, right, Satan.
Yeah. The only concern I have about myself is that I don't know exactly what it is in my personality that makes me loathe this person so much more than other killers. And that concerns me in terms of introspection. I don't know if I'm kidding myself and saying I don't hate this person, I just want to bring him to justice or not, but I'm afraid that maybe hatred is involved. So, you know, there's things like that. But I have to deal with it. So what?
So then when you're in somebody else's mind, you are like a spectator. I'm trying to get a sense of, said it wasn't tactile, but still. Is it like being a spectator, Ed?
It's like watching a movie. It's like watching a motion picture, a film. It's just like that, where you're suspending your own belief system, because that's why you paid your money to do. They just walk in a theater, you know, and pretend and engage in this illusion.
Uh-huh.
But it's so full that you may cry or you may laugh or whatever, even though there's only a bunch of phantasmagorical images on a flat surface. It's just a bunch of lights flashing. But you bought into that illusion so much that it's affecting your thinking and it's affecting your emotions. It's just like that, no more, no less.
Okay. When you
it's
did...
just information.
Yeah. Yeah. When you remote viewed Satan, was it like that? I mean, you were remote viewing the concept of Satan, and I remember so well your words that it was an entity, you know, that it really was. It was a real entity. Satan was a real thing.
As far as I was concerned.
Yeah, yeah. And the serial killer is bad enough, but Satan... And I still get emails saying Ed was never the same, ever the same afterwards.
Yeah, I've heard this before, too. You know, I get all
well, I'm sure you have.
Yeah. Well, you're never the same. Every day you wake up, you're not the same. You recreate your world and things like that. You try to be the same, but for the people in Sri Lanka, life's not going to be the same as it was 2 weeks ago. So things change. Yeah, information can change you. But it didn't change who I am. It didn't change me spiritually. Scared the crap out of me, but it didn't change me in terms of my personality.
Yeah. Well, that's a chilling thing just to think that Satan is a real entity.
You bet it is.
An extremely dark, extremely scary...
It wasn't dark. It was the most crystalline, beautiful thing I have ever seen, ever perceived. It was
a metaphorical...
whole crystalline beauty that could suck the soul right out of you.
Fine.
There.
Well, then it's a metaphorical dark.
Yeah.
Anything that can suck the soul out of you is dark. Definitely dark.
But it was beautiful.
Beautiful.
And scarier than that.
In a cold, deadly way.
Oh, much worse than that. That's a euphemism.
Huh.
There are no words for.
Do you remember? Do you remember offhand what it was that made you do that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It was the Columbine incident. The Columbine incident, as I said before on past shows, there was no precedent in history for children killing children, and I want to look for somewhere, searching the matrix, the global mind, for what may be different to have instigated something like that.
Yes.
And I went looking spiritually in other dimensions to see if, you know, as above, so below type of thing.
Incidentally, Ed, I'm not saying it's over, but it's you know, it seemed like it happened for a while, and I'm not saying children have stopped killing children, because I suppose it still goes on, but it's like we went through a spate, a period of it, and then it seemed like it's let up. Listen, hold on, we're at the bottom of the hour. I wonder if anybody else has noted that. Remember that? All the head shakers, kids killing kids and all the rest of it. And again, I'm not saying it's ended, but not at the scale that we had it for a while. Pretty weird stuff, huh?